Damag Warfang waved his sword eloquently at the massed rapscallions backing him.
What need of words, Herr, when we could destroy you in a single sweep?
Pedagog shook his head and smiled mockingly.
Oh, is that all you've got to say? Well, wasted your breath, really, didn't you? Still, what else can one expect from vermin?
The great rat smiled back, as if we were equally at ease.
Just think for a moment what we will do to the ones you left behind at Redwall Abbey. I imagine they're creatures not fit to fight. Babes and old beasts. Have you considered them?
Pedagog seethed inwardly, but he did not show it.
Oh, if it comes to that old thing, I wouldn't worry if I were you. You see, I fully intend slaying you, so you won't be round to see it.
Damag was still smiling as he played his trump card.
I'm a bit ahead of you there, because I intend killing you. Now!
He let a sword blade drop and nodded. The rat henbit had lain near the ridgetop, concealed among the dead vermin that littered the slope. He sprang up, poising himself to hurl the javelin he held, not 3 paces from the major. Suddenly, he sighed as if tired of it all, and let the javelin slide carelessly backward as he fell, an oak shaft in his back. Pedagog stepped distastefully over the fallen rat.
We don't like that sort of thing. Sneaky. Well shot, Corporal.
Rubberdub twanged a cord on the empty longbow string, grinning from ear to ear at his officer's compliment.
Rubberdub, boom!
Then the rapscallion army charged. As it swept across the valley, Tammo left off helping Pask Valerian to bind wounded heads and paws and took up his position in the first rank, feeling slightly detached from it all. Gergen Spearback nudged him with a rough paw.
Art thou all right, friend?
The young Herr shrugged in bewilderment.
Strange, isn't it? But here we are, facing almost 1,000, and all I can think about is the time of day. Look, it is almost evening, and it only seems a moment ago it was morning. Can't get it off my mind, really. What's happened the rest of the day? Where did it go?
Gergen stumped the ground with his mallet head like a batsman at his crease.
Aye, I know what thou means. All I can think of is my wife, Roughtip, and our 7 little logs having a picnic on our boat in the water meadows. Silly what a body can think of at times like these. Oh!
An arrow protruded from Gergen's shoulder. Tammo stared aghast.
You're hit!
The water hog pulled the shaft out, snapped it and flung it from himself, bad-temperedly.
Charm! When a beast's as full of spikes as I am, one more don't make much difference, though 'tis a great displeasure to be shot.
Before Tammo could reply, Sergeant Torgok was bawling out orders.
First rank, sling! Second rank, stand ready!
Keep him off the slope!